You cannot truly love another until you truly know how to love yourself. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, our friend Julia Christina answers the question, how do you learn to love yourself? Enjoy.
Many of us are okay with the concept when I say, you know, like yourself more. I even say that in my introduction. I teach you how to like yourself and your life more every day. And most of us will receive that. We're like, yeah, I'd like to like myself more. But if you're like me, when we talk about self-love, there is this little resistance, or at least how I used to be. There is this resistance. There's this kind of like weird feeling that comes up when we think about this idea of loving ourselves, fully loving ourselves for who we are. And I'm going to say there's a few reasons for that, why we get the icky feeling, why we get resistant to it, why it feels weird when someone says that or when we think about that as a possibility. And I'm going to talk about 3 of the big reasons why today. And I want you to take a minute. I want you to reflect on whether or not these have ever come up for you. And if there's something else that's been blocking you, I also want you to take a minute and reflect on that, because we have mindset blocks, right? We all have mindset blocks that are keeping us stuck, that are holding us back, that are getting in our way from beliefs and ideas and thoughts that we have that are getting in there and blocking us from being able to fully move forward, to being able to live fully and freely as ourselves. These are messages. These are ideas and beliefs that we learn, that we were taught, that we were told, that we observed, that we are absorbed, that are part of our socialization, and we have just accepted them as truths because at the time when we learned them, we didn't know any better. And now we do know better. We're learning better. And when we learn better, we can think different. We can do different. We can live different. So the first block that you might be experiencing that's preventing you from loving yourself, whether conscious or not, is you think that loving yourself will make you selfish. Just point blank. You think it'll make you selfish. You think it'll make you self-absorbed. You think that it means that if you love yourself, you will be preoccupied with yourself all the time. And you'll become this kind of narcissistic, self-absorbed, kind of holier-than-thou person. And maybe you have someone like that in your life, or you've seen someone like that and you're like, no, 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 I don't want any part of that. If that's what it means to love yourself, that's icky. I don't like that. I don't want that. But I'm going to tell you, if someone is parading around thinking that they're better than everyone else, chances are they don't actually love themselves. They're just overcompensating with like this false identity. You can tell when someone really does just love and accept themselves because they're not trying. They're not trying to prove anything. As soon as we get into proving energy, it's because we don't believe it. So this belief that loving yourself is going to make you selfish and self-absorbed and only ever thinking about yourself, I'm going to tell you something right now that might hit a bit of a nerve and it might bring up some emotion. So just be present with that and just notice that. But not loving yourself is way more selfish. When you don't love yourself, who are you always thinking about? Who are you always stressing about? Why am I not good enough? Why am I not lovable? Why don't I have what it takes? Nothing goes right for me. Everything is so hard for me. Why does this keep happening to me? I suck. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. It's all about me. We get so preoccupied with our sense of inferiority and our sense of inadequacy and our beliefs about ourselves that are self-rejecting, self-neglecting, self-hating, self-deprecating. We are always thinking about us. So think about that for a second. when we have a healthy relationship with someone, you know, if it's someone on the outside, someone in our lives who you have a healthy relationship with them, you don't sit around obsessing about them all the time. You're just like, yeah, I feel secure in that relationship. I feel good in that relationship. It's a solid, strong foundation and I can go about living my life and I invest in that relationship and I respect that relationship and I trust that relationship and I feel good about that relationship, but I'm not preoccupied with that relationship. It's only in our insecure relationships where we feel insecure, where we don't feel safe, where we don't know where the other person stands. We don't know if the other person actually really loves us. We don't know if that person is trustworthy. We don't know if that person is going to be able to, be able to be the person that we want them to be. We don't know what's happening. It's that uncertainty and that insecurity that then we become obsessive about that person. We can't stop thinking about it because there's a sense of unrest. There's a sense of uncertainty. There's a sense of lack of control. We don't know what to do. And so our brain is constantly going around thinking about it. It's the same thing with ourselves. When there isn't that sense of security, when there isn't that solid foundation in who we are, we're always kind of scared that something is going to happen. We're always kind of scared that the ground is going to fall out from under it. And so we're always trying to think about it. We're always obsessing about it. We're always so focused on it. So we are always way more focused on ourselves when we don't have that safe, secure, solid relationship with ourselves.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.